Welcome back to another episode of the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. In recent episodes, we delved into the concept of time auditing and how it can revolutionize your approach to time management and productivity. If you missed it, don't worry. You can go back and catch up. In fact, if you haven't already, I would encourage you to go back and listen to episodes 125 and 126 before you listen to this episode. Otherwise, you might feel a little bit lost. I think you'll still get value, but it will make more sense and will be less overwhelming if you back up and start the time audit instruction from the beginning. Today, we're going to take what you did in episode 125 and 126 and start the process of sorting and prioritizing your time. This is really tactical, so you may want to just listen through once and then sit down with your time audit tools a second time to do the action items. Folks, I spent over 40 years stuck in patterns of people-pleasing, approval-seeking, and perfectionism, trying to find fulfillment the world's way. It wasn't until I experienced the transformational power of the Holy Spirit through Christian life coaching that my way of being was completely changed. What I couldn't do on my own in over 40 years, God did in just a few months. He often works best through other people in our lives. If God is laying it on your heart to try a different way and you don't know where to start, you can keep struggling on your own, or you can invest in yourself and partner with a Christian life coach. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that it changed the trajectory of my life. If my story resonates with you, I would be honored to partner with you in your own journey. Go to gracefilledleader.com to learn more. That's Grace, G-R-A-C-E, filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, leader.com. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. In episode 125, we introduced the idea of conducting a detailed time audit where you record your activities every half hour throughout the week, or if you didn't want to do that, you could list them out if you prefer to do more of a list rather than the incremental audit. And then in episode 126, we reviewed that process and we took it a step further, recording the hours you spend on each activity, the hours you would like to spend on activities you currently don't make time for, and the awake hours you actually have available to you. We use the analogy of financial budgeting with your available hours being the income column, the time you're currently using in the spending column or category, and the time you would like to be spending in the savings category. This process helps you gain insight into how you're spending your time and how you would like to be spending your time. Now, we're going to continue on putting that information to use. I'm going to pause just a moment to say, if you have not yet downloaded the free time audit tools, or if you downloaded them a while ago, I would strongly suggest that you download the updated versions now. I actually just updated them this week. There are two Google Sheet versions. There are the incremental daily audits and the list version. You could actually get both of them. Both have the time audit calculations worksheet or tab that we discussed last week, and both have a new sheet labeled commitments or activities. We are going to be using those today. Now, you can certainly do the work without them, but I'm going to speak as if you are using, or in reference to the templates, because it'll be easier for me to explain and it will be easier for you to follow if you have them in front of you. If you don't have them, pause right now and click the link in the show notes, unless you're driving, of course, or go to gracefilledleader.com/freebies to find them. You will be prompted to make a copy of the Google Sheets. Now that you've completed your time audit using the tools provided, here's what you need to do. You need to start by grouping similar tasks or commitments into categories for each day of the week. You may have already done this on the time audit calculations worksheet under the activities commitments column, and if not, do so now. Now, there's a worksheet called commitments activities, and you should see those activities carry forward or auto-populate if you didn't mess with my formulas that are on the spreadsheets. If not, you can just copy and paste the column that corresponds to that in the time audit calculations worksheet. So basically, you're listing out your activities. On this commitment/activities worksheet, you'll find 6 columns labeled importance, urgency, energy, why, aligned with priorities, and necessary. For each activity, you're going to make selections based on the following. For the importance and the urgency columns, you're going to choose either high or low. High importance and high urgency tasks should turn green or be marked green, while the low ones should turn red, based on the formatting of the worksheet. The next column is the energy column. So you're deciding whether each activity gives you energy or depletes your energy. So you're going to select giving or depleting accordingly. And you'll notice, or you should notice, that if you select giving, the cell will turn green, and if you select depleting, the cell will turn red. Next is the why category. You're going to determine if each activity aligns with a passion or if it's simply done out of obligation. So you're going to choose passion, and if you choose passion, it'll turn green, or obligation, in which case the cell will turn red. Then you're going to see the column aligned with priorities, and you're going to just answer yes or no. Does each activity align with your priorities? Yes or no. If yes, it'll turn green. If no, it will turn red. And finally, you're going to choose in the last column whether it's necessary, yes or no. If you choose yes, it'll turn green. If you choose no, it'll turn red. So is this task or activity necessary to the functioning of your life, your household, your job, whatever it may be? Now you're going to analyze your results a bit. So after completing these steps for each activity, you'll notice a mix of red and green cells. Activities with multiple red cells are those areas that we're going to look at a little bit more in depth to see if maybe we can make some adjustments to recapture some of that time. I want you to look at these activities that have multiple red cells and think about whether they have to stay just as they are, taking up as much time as they're taking from you, or is there maybe opportunity to look at decreasing the time you spend, delegating the task to someone else, delaying doing the activity, or deleting or getting rid of it altogether? On the spreadsheet, you'll see an example of cleaning the bathrooms. You will see this if you download the updated versions of my free time audit tools. Now, this is something that is important to maintaining my home. It is not especially urgent. It is energy depleting. It's an obligation, not a passion. It does align with my priority of having a somewhat orderly home, and it is necessary if we don't want to live in squalor. So, there are three red cells in this activity because it is not urgent, it is not energy giving, and it is not a passion. But it is one of those things that just has to be done by someone. So I'm going to make note that this is necessary, but perhaps I can look at options of delegating sometimes or getting help or decreasing the frequency of when I do it, making it more efficient, and thereby saving myself some time. So let's just review today's homework one more time. Using your activities list from episode 126, you want to do the following with each activity. Determine if it is high or low in regard to importance. Determine if it is high or low in regard to urgency. Decide if it gives you energy or depletes your energy. Determine if it is a passion or an obligation. Determine whether it aligns with your priorities or your core values. And finally, determine if it is necessary. Anything with a low importance or urgency is energy depleting, is an obligation, or gets a no as a priority or necessity is going to be colored red, like I said. Others are going to turn green. Again, activities with multiple reds are going to be the first to assess what can be changed. In the coming episode, I'm going to tell you what to do with those activities and have you do just a little more math again so that you can get excited about the time you're going to free up for the things you listed back in your savings bucket or the things that are really important to you that you currently are not consistently finding or making time for. Now, I realize this is a lot of tactical work that is taking a bit of time, but I hope it is in bite-sized chunks for you, and I am certain that it will be a huge return on investment when it comes to creating more time for what matters most to you. Remember, this homework can be done without the tools, but they make the process much smoother. You can actually download all of the free resources that I have, which includes the time audit tools, the email inbox management system, and a 7-day gratitude journal from gracefilledleader.com/freebies, or you can use the link below in the show notes. So please, please, please get your free tools. Tune into our next episode where we'll dive deeper into time management strategies and how to overcome common challenges faced by busy professionals like yourself. Until then, remember to lead with grace and intentionality in all that you do. And as always, I pray that the Lord fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace.
I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.